Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the English with Spirit podcast. Today, I'm going to share with you some driving vocabulary terms that I think are going to be helpful. So, without further ado, let's start with today's episode. First, I'm going to go over some idioms related to roads or driving. The first of all is a really common one is to hit the road. And this means to leave a place or begin a journey. For example, I'd love to stay longer, but I've got to hit the road. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of traffic. We have to hit the road very early in the morning so that we arrive early at the hotel and can enjoy the rest of the day from our vacation. The next idiom is to be at a crossroad. And this means to be at a stage in your life when you have to make a very important decision. Often, when you graduate from high school, you are kind of at a crossroad because you need to choose which career you're gonna study. But anyway, here are some examples. Mike was clearly at a crossroad. He had to choose whether to settle down and have a family or keep growing his business. He's at a crossroad in his career. Either he stays in his current job and waits for promotion, or he accepts this completely new job in Brazil that may fail, but he is passionate about. The next idiom is to take the high road, and this means to behave in a moral way when other people are not behaving morally. Basically, you take the noble or honest path or do the right thing instead of being dishonest or doing the wrong thing. For example, he decided to take the high road and say he was sorry. Sometimes in life, taking the high road is the best idea. The next idiom is to be in the driver's seat. And if you say that someone is in the driver's seat, you mean that they are in control in a situation or in charge of things. For example, if you want to get into the driver's seat of your mind, you should practice mindfulness, constantly refraining negative thoughts and negative self-talk and replace them with positive thoughts. You should put yourself in the driver's seat of your life. This means you should put yourself in control of your life. The last example, Trump lost the 2020 election, so we could say that Joe Biden is in the driver's seat. This means now he's in control of the USA. Now, I'm going to go over another idiom, and this is to go down that road or a specific road. And this means to act, behave, or do things in a particular way or manner. In other words, this means to decide to do something in a particular way. Go down a road is a really, really common idiom. Pay attention and you will see that you will hear it over and over. Here are some examples. Let's say that your company is on the red. This means it's on debt to the bank. And they're looking for ways to improve sales. They have the idea to launch a new product, but this involves spending a lot of money and they don't have that money at that moment. Someone could suggest, we could borrow money from the bank. And the boss could say, that's not a good idea since we already owe money to the bank, and if we borrow even more money, we could get into even more debt and have serious problems with the bank. So he could say, I don't think we want to go down that road. And the last example, a lot of people Julie grew up with ended up getting involved in drugs and alcoholism. She could have gone down that path, but instead she chose to focus on her education and career. Now, I'm going to go over some advanced vocabulary terms related to driving or transportation. The first of all is to hit the brakes, and this means to step on a vehicle's brakes to slow down or stop. And by the way, brake is the device that makes a vehicle go slower or stop, or a pedal, bar, or handle that makes this device work. For example, you could also say that you jam or slam on the brakes. But you will most often hear to hit the brakes. Here are some examples. When the bus driver jammed on the brakes, several passengers who were standing fell down and were injured. He hit the brakes when he saw the child running into the street. I hit the brakes when I saw a stray dog crossing the street. I almost hit it. The next advanced vocabulary term is driver's license. And this is the official permission for someone to drive a car received after passing a driving test. For example, the cops could ask you, could I see your driver's license, sir? The next advanced term is tow truck. And this is a truck with special equipment for pulling a vehicle that is not working to a place where it can be repaired. Often it's the mechanic. For example, Hugo had to call a tow truck to take his car to the mechanic and repair the flat tire. The next advanced vocabulary term is headlights. And a headlight is a large, powerful light at the front of a vehicle, usually one of two. For example, a kid could say, "The headlights are like the eyes of a car and the hood is the face. I was blinded by the headlights of the car." Don't confuse headlights with traffic lights because they have two completely different meanings. Traffic lights are the set of red, yellow, and green lights that control the movement of vehicles at a point where two or more streets meet. For example, the police pulled him over for failing to stop at a red traffic light. So remember, headlights are the lights in front of the car, and traffic lights are the set of red, yellow, and green that are on the streets. Now, the next advanced vocabulary term is intersection. And this is the place where two or more roads join or cross each other. Intersections looks like a cross sign from above. Here is an example sentence. This is a busy intersection. And the last example, turn right at the next intersection. The next vocabulary term is a median strip. And the median strip is the narrow piece of land between two halves of a large road. For example, this median strip has grass and plants. The next advanced vocabulary term that I have is to honk, and as a verb, it means that you produce a short, loud sound, often with the honk that is in the vehicle. And as a noun, it refers to the short, loud sound made by the car. For example, some people honk quickly as a way to say goodbye when they are leaving a place. The car's honking kept us awake half the night. On the other hand, horn refers to the device on a vehicle that is used to make a loud noise as a warning or signal to other people. The horn is in the middle of the steering wheel, and when you press it, it makes that loud noise. It's an object. For example, I will honk the horn to let you know that I'm there to pick you up. The difference between honk and horn is that honk can be either a verb or a noun, and it refers to the noise or sound, whereas horn refers to the object that makes the sound. Anyway, moving on. The next advanced vocabulary term is to tailgate. And to tailgate means to drive too close to someone else. It's not a good thing to do. For example, that guy totally tailgated me and almost hit me. It's dangerous to tailgate another vehicle. The next term is a standard or automatic car. And that's a car with an automatic transmission that doesn't require a driver to shift gears manually. For example, it's easier to drive standard or automatic cars than manual cars with gears. The next advanced term is to turn signals or to turn directional signals. And this refers to the lights at the front and back of a road vehicle that flash to show which way the vehicle is turning. For example, you should use your turn signals or directional signals 100 feet before you reach the intersection. The next term is a trailer, and this refers to a vehicle with wheels for living or traveling in, especially for holidays or vacations. It's an American way to say it. It contains beds and cooking equipment and can be pulled by a car. For example, we're renting a trailer to travel during our vacations in the USA. Just a quick note, trailer is used in American English, but caravan or canavan, I'm not sure, it's used in British English. Okay, moving on. The next advanced vocabulary term is parking lot. And this is an area of ground where you can leave a car for a period of time. Basically, a place where you can park your car. For example, I left my car in the mall parking lot. The next term is to get a flat tire or to get a flat. And a flat tire is a tire that does not have any air or enough air in it. For example, I got a flat in the middle of the road highway and had to call the mechanic. I'm off to help my friend. She got a flat. You could say she got a flat or to get a flat tire. They both mean the same. Maybe flat is more kind of more informal. But anyway, now I'm going to go over some phrasal verbs related to driving. The first of all is to back up. This has many meanings, but in the context of driving, it refers to move a vehicle backwards. Basically, it just means to move backwards, especially in a vehicle. For example, the car backed up to park. When my mother first started driving, she found that backing up to park was the most difficult thing. The next phrase of verb is to break down, and this has also very various meanings, but in this case it means that it stops working. So if a machine or vehicle breaks down, it stops working. For example, our car broke down on the highway. My grandma's car is really, really old. It broke down for good last year. The next phrasal verb is to speed up, and this means to move faster and quicker. It also means to accelerate. They both mean the same. Just that speed up is like kind of more informal, and accelerate is more formal. For example, I wish this Sunday drover would... And here's an example sentence. I wish this Sunday driver would speed up or at least move to the side. It's starting to annoy me. And by the way, I just used the term Sunday driver. And a Sunday driver refers to someone who drives way too slowly and often annoying other drivers. It's not a good thing. It's kind of disapproving. But moving on. The next phrasal verb is to slow down, and if something slows down or if something slows it down, it starts to move or happen more slowly. It's the complete opposite of speeding up. It means to decrease speed. For example, the bus slowed down for the next stop. Slow down! You're gonna cause an accident if you keep driving at this speed. The next phrasal verb is to pull over, and this means to move to the side of the road and stop, especially a vehicle. For example, just pull over here and I'll get out of and walk the rest of the way. The cops asked us to pull over and gave us a speeding ticket. The next phrasal verb is to drop something or someone off. And this means to take someone or something to a particular place, usually by car, as you travel to a different place. For example, a daughter could ask her mother, "Mom, could you please drop me off at my friend's house?" In another example, I dropped off the package at the mail office. Similarly, pick someone up is the opposite of to drop someone off, because pick someone up is to go somewhere to collect someone or something, typically in your car. For example, I've got to pick up the kids from school. I stopped at the grocery shop to pick up my groceries. I went to the restaurant to pick up our takeout. Next, we have the phrasal verb buckle up, and this means to fasten your seatbelt. For example, a mother could say to their kids, "Buckle up, kids." Another example, don't forget, buckle up before you start driving. The next phrasal verb is to cut someone off. Take into account that cut someone off has a lot of meanings, but in this case, driving, it means to abruptly move in front of another vehicle or driver, either intentionally or unintentionally. Cutting someone off is when you enter a lane that someone is driving, forcibly making them brake hit the brakes. It's a terrible thing to do, and you can get a ticket for that. Here are some examples. That driver cut me off, so I yelled at him. Can you believe that jerk cut me off like that? I nearly hit him. And the last phrase for today is to pass a car. It's not a phrasal verb, but it's just a phrase, and that's really common. And if a car is driving too slowly and you pass it, it means that you take another lane on the side and go past that car. For example, I'm trying to pass the car in front of me. I passed a few Sunday drivers on our road trip. And that's everything that I have for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye! Thank you for listening.